Pep, given the thin squad that you had today, coming to one of the top two, you couldn't ask much more of your team, could you?
Well, to nick a goal. And I think we had a couple of chances, of course not many, as well as West Brom, which had a lot of domination, but they didn't have chances as well. So I think overall for us is a fair result, because it counts how many shots on target or click or chances you have to try to win the game. But yeah, I think before the game, you would take a point under the circumstances that we're coming in, and after being that the first game that we play in a long time, and the difficulty of the game, because you play against a team that that will be getting promoted, and we have to put 90 minutes to a lot of our players, you know. So yeah, definitely we're satisfied.
Great discipline, great shape throughout. Lee Camp's only had one save to make, and that was in the 94th minute.
Yes, and that's something that we kind of needed, you know. One fan sent me, I forgot the name, sorry about that, but possibly he will hear you, sent me a letter like a couple of months ago or a month ago. He sent me a letter to the office and said that we need to work on the defensive, because our problem is that we don't keep clean sheets, you know. Well, I'm sure he will be very happy today. You know, I think the players have understood perfectly the game. When we can attack, we attack and we enjoy with it. But when we have to defend, we enjoy with it and we defend to the best of our ability, and especially with a lot of thought behind, you know, because not only they are putting a lot of effort into it, but as well they are moving tactically very well and coordinated. And when we win the ball, we are dangerous as well going forward.
And the problem was, you had, on a warm day, you had very little sort of build-up to this game. You had a bench with almost no experience on it at all, and they had so many options.
Yes, we had basically, it was comes from the professionals. We had Bella with us, and then Monsi, who already featured for us, and then the young lads. But yeah, we're missing three players. But I don't want to take that as an excuse. You know, we knew I had the complete trust into the team that we're doing, that we're playing today, and I had the complete trust that we all understand the game that we have to do, and the risk that we had, and how we managed that risk. I think the lads were superb, and massive credit to them. And now for when it comes to the young lads, well, it's a good experience for them. Some of them are very young, and it will be brilliant this moment that they are with us, working with us, and seeing this, and be able to come here and see a championship game from that point. And who knows? I want to make sure that if they need to step in, it's under right conditions, you know. Because the last thing I want to know is to rush a young player in and under the wrong circumstances, and it's not bad for him to have a bad debut, you know.
How optimistic are you that Mark, Ivan and Christian will be back sooner rather than later?
For the information that I'm having, they should.
So, next week, maybe, or too soon?
We're working very hard to make sure that's a reality, you know, and make sure that we are recovering a few of the players during the week. To be fair, they are minor problems, you know. It's not big problems, the ones they are facing. And it's about them, how they're feeling. They're already working hard with the medical staff, who's doing a good job with them. And the sooner we can get them on the pitch, on the circumstances that we're in, the better. Because the only thing that I'm thinking at the moment is to get enough points in the board to make sure that we can have a good ending on the season, trying to play for something as nice as possible, you know.